J. Thomas Quartet, recorded in performance at the Seattle Art Museum during an Art of Jazz concert in the year 2012, collected in a recently issued album called Live Bop Live. J. Thomas with John Hansen at the piano, Chuck Kissler on bass, and Adam Kessler on drums, and Bobby Timmons' tune This Year. 88.5 KNKX connects you with Jazz Northwest and the regional jazz scene. I'm Jim Wilkie. Next up, a brand new one from Hans Teuber and Jeff Johnson. Hans Teuber, the saxophonist, plays tenor and alto saxes as well as alto flute in this album, and Jeff Johnson in his usual melodic and rhapsodic bass playing. The two of them make a wonderful duo, and Hans Teuber is heard here, I believe, on tenor. He has such a feathery, light, upper-range sound, it sounds like alto at first, but I think it's a tenor sax here on this tune. It's an original by Hans Teuber. Love the title of this, too. Rain Makes Applesauce.
Thank you.
recorded during a live broadcast in 1964 from the penthouse in Seattle, which despite its name was on the ground floor down at First and Cherry in Pioneer Square. We heard Gene Harris at the piano, Andy Simpkins on bass, and Bill Dowdy on drums, the three sounds, the tune Bluesette. That's from an album called Groovin' Hard, The Three Sounds, live at the penthouse, 1964-68, from live broadcasts we were producing at that time. Just before The Three Sounds, we were listening to Hans Teuber and Jeff Johnson from a brand new album of duets titled Deuce. Hans Teuber on tenor, I believe it was, Jeff Johnson on bass, and that was a tune by Hans Teuber called Rain Makes Applesauce. You're listening to Jazz Northwest, which comes your way every Sunday afternoon at this time here on 88.5. Jim Wilkie with you here. On our jazz calendar, the Choral Music Jam is going on at the Couth Buzzard this afternoon, and there will be a music improv session there tonight starting at 7 o'clock. Glacier Peak High School will be guest of the Jim Cutler Jazz Orchestra, opening up the big band night tonight at Tula's. And Racer Session will feature Griffin Boyd at the Cafe Racer, and Brian Nova Jam is at the Musiquarium at the Triple Door. Monday and Tuesday night, Cuban pianist Roberto Fonseca will be at Jazz Alley with his group. Christian Pincock's Scrambler Band plays Monday night at the Royal Room. Lineup will be with Mark Taylor and Don Clement will be at Tula's on Tuesday. There's also the Owl Jam at the Owl and Thistle, and Joe Doria presents at the Sea Monster. Clave Gringa will be at Tula's on Wednesday night. The 200 Trio plays at the Musiquarium, and Tim Kennedy Trio will be at Vito's. Earshot presents the Lana Luiki Trio at the Royal Room on Thursday night. Great African guitarist and vocalist. Otmar Liebert and Luna Negra will be opening at Jazz Alley. They'll play through the weekend there. Mark Lewis has as his guest Michael Powers at the Fremont Tavern on Thursday night, and Fred Hoadley's Sonando will be at Tula's. Friday night, Greta Matassa Quintet with Alexei Nikolaev will be at Tula's. Amy Denio and Ann Reynolds team up for a duo at Cafe Musica. Saturday, Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra kicks off a series of three concerts of the Suite by Duke Ellington, Such Sweet Thunder, musical portraits of Shakespeare characters, and there will be two guests from Seattle Shakespeare Company to provide some context for that. And those concerts take place at Benaroya Hall on Saturday night, Kirkland Performance Center on Sunday afternoon, and Edmonds Center for the Arts on Monday evening. Those concerts at last report were close to being sold out. They may be already. Edmonds Center for the Arts is perhaps your best band. It's the largest hall. LaVon Hardison will be singing at Crossroads in Bellevue on Saturday night at 7, and Jacqueline Tabor will be at Tula's. There's a group called the Acoustic Jazz Tet featuring Brent Jensen and Jamie Findlay. They'll be playing at Tula's on Saturday night. There's also the North Bend Jazz Walk. This is the 7th annual Jazz Walk on Saturday night in North Bend. About a dozen venues and a lot of great jazz talent. Endemic Ensemble, Chris Simer, Johnny Kendrick, Bill Anschel, Greg Ruby and the Rhythm Runners, Bernie Jacobs Quartet, Katie Bourne, Kelly Johnson and John Hansen, Jeanette Tuttle and Marty Tuttle, Michael Barnett, Chris Fagan, lots of great talent. Greg Williamson with Tracy Canope and many others, including top-level high school jazz ensembles, including the Mount Si High School Jazz Band. For more info and other good places to go for live jazz, check the KNKX calendar at knkx.org as well as earshot.org. Here's some music by the big band playing tonight at Tula's, the Jim Cutler Jazz Orchestra. This is the title tune from the album Gimme Some Sugar, Baby, written by Jim Cutler, featuring solos by Steve Kirk on trombone, Mike West on tenor, Gordon Brown on alto, and Gary Williams on drums. The Jim Cutler Jazz Orchestra. We'll be right back. Suave Gringa, led by pianist Ann Reynolds, from an album titled Para Cuba Con Amor, that was Sol y Luz. Ann Reynolds at the piano, heard with a great percussion section which featured Ricardo Guitti and Edson Otero and some great bata drums there. The trombonist was Naomi Siegel, and we also heard Toby Stone on tenor sax as well. Clavigringa is playing at Tula's on Wednesday night. The Jim Cutler Jazz Orchestra was heard before that. From the album Gimme Some Sugar, Baby, we heard the title tune, composed and arranged by Jim Cutler. Solos by Steve Kirk, Mike West, Gordon Brown, and Gary Williams. 88.5 KNKX connects you with Jazz Northwest. Music from a new album by Bill Anschel coming up next. This is a trio album with Jeff Johnson on bass and Devon Lewis on drums. Fresh approaches to standards here in this new recording by Bill Anschel Trio. Here's their version of a jazz standard by Mal Waldron, Soul Eyes. Kate Olson on soprano sax and Naomi Siegel on trombone, with Eric Eagle, the recording engineer, and also percussion throughout the album. That was a piece titled Bottom Feeders. It comes from the album A Sky You Could Strike a Match On. Naomi Siegel and Kate Olson, Syrinx Effect. The Bill Anschel Trio before that, with Bill on piano, Jeff Johnson bass, and Devon Lewis on drums, from a brand new release titled Shifting Standards, and that was a beautiful jazz standard by Mal Waldron called Soul Eyes. This is Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KNKX, connecting you with the regional jazz scene. The 16th annual Ballard Jazz Festival has just been announced. It takes place next month, May 16th through the 19th, and will begin with the celebration of the drum on Wednesday night and the guitar summit on Thursday night. Both of those events take place at the Connor Byrne Pub. The main stage concert and the Ballard Avenue Jazz Walk are switching dates because of scheduling. The main stage concert is going to be on Friday night, and the Jazz Walk is on Saturday night. The main stage concert at the new Nordic Museum on Market Street will feature Clarence Penn and Penn Station and a young Swedish flugelhorn player, Oscar Stenmark. There's also a Saturday afternoon jazz picnic featuring the Stan Getz tribute with Pete Chrislieb and Susan Pascal Quartet and the Brent Jensen Quartet on Saturday afternoon. That's the 16th annual Ballard Jazz Festival coming up May 16th through the 19th. For more information, see BallardJazzFestival.com. We'll wrap up today's Jazz Northwest with some music from this young Swedish flugelhorn player, now making his home in New York. His name is Oscar Stenmark. He often bases the music that he plays on old Swedish traditional music, and this is one called Walking Tune. I won't attempt the Swedish, but that's the English translation. Walking Tune. It's played by a trio with Oscar Stenmark on flugelhorn, Robin Skaran on piano, and Linus Frieden on bass. Thank you. A group led by Oscar Stenmark, who will be appearing at the upcoming Ballard Jazz Festival next month, heard here with Robin Skerrin on piano, Linus Frieden on bass, Oscar Stenmark on flugelhorn in that piece titled Walking Tune, based on a traditional Swedish melody, I think. Oscar Stenmark is going to be playing the main stage concert along with Clarence Penn and Penn Station, and that takes place on Friday, May 18th, as part of the Ballard Jazz Festival, leading into the Saturday Jazz Picnic and the Ballard Avenue Jazz Walk on Saturday night. Lots of good stuff coming up there. Check it out at ballardjazzfestival.com. I'm Jim Wilkie. Hope you've enjoyed our music here today on Jazz Northwest. Remember, anytime you miss a part of the program or miss it altogether, you can listen to the podcast, which is available at jazznw.org. It goes back several years there, as a matter of fact, so there's lots of information available there in previous programs. jazznw.org. Stay tuned for Ken Wiley and the Art of Jazz coming up next. You're listening to KNKX 88.5 Tacoma, Seattle, KPLI 90.1 Olympia, KVIX 89.3 Port Angeles, Victoria, KPLK 88.9 Cedar Woolley, and streaming all jazz worldwide at jazz24.org. Jazz, blues, and NPR News, 88.5 FM.